Turning to sports on KNKX, with the novel coronavirus outbreak continuing to grow in the Seattle area, a lot of people are working from home and rethinking large public gatherings. Right now, Saturday night's soccer match between the Seattle Sounders and Columbus Crew is still happening at CenturyLink Field. Fans who do attend will find additional hand sanitizer stations and cleaning wipes at concession stands. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about how major health events have impacted sports in our region, past and present. Art, sports provides us with a window on history, and this is not the first outbreak in the Seattle area that has disrupted normal life.
Well, right. In 1919, there was a remarkable series of events that occurred in Seattle during a pandemic of Spanish influenza, and it caused the disruption of the Stanley Cup Finals, a hockey series between the Seattle Metropolitans and the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens came west and played a best-of-five series that ended up tied, two wins apiece plus a draw in Game 5. Game 6 was scheduled here in Seattle, and about noon on the day of Game 6, Spanish influenza came back with a vengeance. There were 21 million globally who died, 700,000 in the U.S., and 1,600 in Seattle. In this particular case with a hockey team, the Canadiens fell ill along with a lot of other people in town. Eventually, one of them died, and the coach became ill and never recovered, and he died 2 years later. The mayor of Seattle at the time closed all public events for quite a while, and on the Stanley Cup to this day, there's an asterisk. It says, Seattle Metropolitans, Montreal Canadiens, series not complete. So that's what happened in 1919 when a pandemic went through town, and it was really a devastating disruption to the lives of many. And ironically, here Seattle sits, the epicenter so far in the U.S. today of the coronavirus.
Well, let's fast forward to today, and I think it's an important point to make that there is more to sporting events than just game outcomes.
Right. It's a part of the rhythm of American cultural life. There are a lot of us who seem to be tethered to the sports seasons because it's just a part of the routine. It's a way for us to experience normalcy. And I think you can see what happens when there's a major event in American political, civic, or cultural history, whether it's an assassination, a terrorist attack, a huge weather event. One of the first things that politicians, business, and civic leaders want to do is to restore order by getting the games back on schedule. I'm not saying that sports events are at all as important as the consequences to people who are victims and the families of those people who are victims. It's just a symbol of life being its normal routine.
Well, let's talk about what's happened so far in the Seattle area and what could happen.
Well, it's part of the global picture. In Italy, there was a major decision made by the Soccer Federation in conjunction with public health officials to ban all spectators for all sports events. The games will go on, but they'll be played in empty stadiums, and that's already underway. That measure may not be considered in North America, but already there's been a little bit of a ripple effect because this week the Seattle University men's and women's basketball teams had to cancel their last two regular season games because the opponents declined to fly to Seattle to participate. And that could happen as we go on, and we just have to see what's going to happen with the sports schedules, because public gatherings like that are in the crosshairs of public health officials who say this may have to be curbed in order to curb the impacts of coronavirus.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.